This hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
I do not know of specific circumstances or details of U.S. soldiers dying as a result of efforts to find and rescue Sergeant Bergdahl.
Fighting for Idaho.
The amount of attention on the small mountain town has led to the cancellation of their Bow is Back event.
We're only a town of 8,000. We won't have the capacity for the volume of people that may come to town.
Fighting for you.
Summertime is definitely what we would call financially lean months.
We don't see a decrease in the numbers of people we're serving in the summer, but we do see a decrease in the amount of dollars coming in for support.
Voices Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, good morning. Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO. A very emotional day in the Gem State as the sun comes up. Miller's mission continues, the Walmart of Garrity. You know, somebody the other day, one of my colleagues at the broadcast center said, you know, Kevin, I feel so challenged for you. You have the story that you've owned for many years. You're here at the Walmart. It's got to be a challenge to cover these things. And thinking to myself, not really, just based on the fact that the folks at the Boise Rescue Mission, the Valley Women and Children's Shelter, the Lighthouse, they do work that will have an impact for years and years to come. And I, you know, we contrast with the feeding frenzy that is happening. And I'm going to try to be respectful, which, as many of you know, at 580KIDO is kind of tough. Having been in the situation that most reporters, most people in the Treasure Valley have never been in before, when you have this national feeding frenzy, you want to be the first on the story. You want to say outrageous things. You want to make sure that you get the get. You want to call Mr. Bergdahl a Muslim. You want to call Bo a traitor. And look, as you who are listening to me right now, if you feel that way, I want to hear from you at 580-5436. But dare I say I've gotten mature in my elder years. Dare I say that I look at this as a perspective, because when it comes to it, there is only one reporter, commentator, media personality that has spoken to Bob Bergdahl for hours at a time, and it is me. And as I have said to you, based on my conversations with him, there is more to this story. And what gets me is that we have good people here in Idaho that have been misled, allegedly, that are under attack on Facebook for their God country beliefs in a young man from Haley, Idaho, and a couple parents that, and his parents that on Sunday were happy that he was home and we were all happy for him. And then the breaking of the non-disclosure agreements happened. And then we find out that six, now 14 Americans were lost trying to look for Bo Bergdahl. You know, we thought that Donald Sterling was public enemy number one. Folks, we're living in sick times today when Donald Sterling, the worst man ever, is replaced by Bo Bergdahl in the sum of 24 hours. That's the troubling times that we're living in. And at 580KIDO, do we have a chance to have perspective? And you hear the news reporters, Haley canceled their parade, y'all! And they want to say it's for security. Why don't they just say the truth that they are embarrassed by what's going on? And we had a guy yesterday ripping the media. Why didn't we know? Because the government did not want us to know. Mr. Bergdahl alluded to it in the Michael Hastings piece. Cheryl talks about a deal that happened in 2011. We've been talking about that same deal. The reason why this deal happened is in the old days, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, when they would inform the Senate that the five deadliest Taliban leaders ever were going to be released, they shut it down. So in the issue of safety and Bo Bergdahl and everything else, they didn't go to the Senate. They broke the law. And isn't that more important than Bill O'Reilly saying that Mr. Bergdahl is a Muslim? And by the way, the VA scandal, where you have thousands of veterans. And by the way, hello, Jack, our friend Jack Stewart. He's going in for surgery today. I hope you're okay, sir. I hope you're okay. You're in our thoughts and prayers. The VA system, allowing Americans to die. Isn't that more important? But the talk media, the national media, just plays into it. They just go along with it. They're consumed by it, aren't they? Let's hear the story of what happened with Bo Bergdahl's parade being canceled in Haley, Idaho at 580KIDO.
Every year, Haley, Idaho has a Bring Bo Back event. Organizers had planned to rename it Bo Is Back and celebrate later this month. But now they've called it off in the interest of public safety, saying national media attention has led many to believe it's intended to be a military parade. A written statement says a significant increase in attendance was expected from people wanting to show support or protest.
We're only a town of 8,000. We won't have the capacity for the volume of people that may come to town.
And there we have it. Do you really think it's the volume of people are coming to town? Do you really think it's because it's going to be a Boa Palooza at 580-5436? 580-KIDO. No, because the state of Idaho, Haley, Idaho, has it all on the line now. You know, I feel for Dwight. I feel for Dutch. I feel for Lance. I feel for Sue at Zany's. I feel for all those people. And I believe what Chuck Hagel said. I believe there's more to the story. Does that mean that I think that it's, you know, this is it? Well, let's take a look at 580-5436 on what Chuck Hagel said.
A bit unfair to Sergeant Bergdahl's family and to him. To presume anything. We don't do that in the United States.
Actually, we do, Chuck.
Rely on facts.
No. We don't rely on facts. We rely on allegations from people that have been there. And if that's the case, let's get rid of the criminal justice system. Let's get rid of everything else. And let's rush Mr. Bergdahl. Heck, he doesn't even need to learn how to speak English, Sergeant Bergdahl. He can just sit back and be tried now. And Bob Bergdahl as well. Now, there is something in our country called freedom of expression. Now, I know that has been thrown out the window because of Donald Sterling. But even if people say outrageous, offensive things, aren't they allowed to say them? And what Chuck Hagel says is not true in this case. Now, you can go on, and, you know, you go back to the Haley situation at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. They've canceled their big parade. And all we have are people reporting on it. And it's funny to me, because I will tell you this, in the old days, I would sit back and I would be pitching myself to O'Reilly and the Sean Show and everything else. And I'd be giving the big defense of this. But now I just like to sit back, and my favorite is when people try and say, well, you know the Bergdahls. You don't know the Bergdahls. There's only one person in the valley that does. And I'm sitting there going, there's more to the story. It might not be what we want to hear. It might not be what we want to say. But don't they have a right to say it? 580-5436, and I think the people of Haley should be honest and say it's not about security concerns. It's about we're embarrassed. Does anybody want to hold a parade now for Sergeant Bergdahl? What is it, 2 or 3 days after his announced release? Let's go to Gary in Nampa at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Kevin. Thought I'd help you out with a somewhat of a different perspective.
Always welcome.
You thank you much. What it amounts to is 3 different points, really. The first, if you recall, back in 2009, when it was first reported that he was absent from his post, the caveat, what was reported at the time, is that he had left his gear, rifle, etc., and to protect due process, the military, to protect his due process rights, they would classify him as merely being AWOL, not as a deserter. They never have classified him as that whatsoever. The thing of it is that when you protect his due process rights, you get him back, and then you find out whether or not he was a deserter. That's an inappropriate word. It's closer to being a defector, is what was. And as far as the troops that were signed the non-disclosure, that test, what they're doing and coming out verbally now, saying what they've heard on the radio from him going out attempting to contact the Taliban and all of that, that was disallowed. That is the reason for the non-disclosure. Secondly, you're absolutely correct that whether his father, Bob Bergdorf, or anybody else, freedom of expression, we have that. Yet, if you, the other half of that is that, and yet to be held accountable for. You're always held accountable for whatever freedom of expression that you may want to express. And the last point is that when Dave mentioned that his brother within the Navy, saying is that you always went back and got him. Not so. The aspect of my uncle was the UDT on D-Day. And the instructions to the landing craft at that time is that they, when they're going in to hit the beach, is that if another aircraft had got disabled, hit otherwise, you didn't stop for any of the survivors in the water. They perished. You kept right on going because you had a mission to accomplish.
Well, so, and you look at that, you know, Gary, the idea of Benghazi, we left them behind. Gary, thank you for the call. Let's go to Joe in New Plymouth at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Joe.
How are you going?
You're on. Go ahead, please.
Well, actually, I was active duty Army when he was actually over there, and now I'm in the Guard. And almost every single person in my unit personally feels he should be disposed of. He's a traitor. There is nothing else to it. When he goes and asks the elders in a village, in the closest village, hey, where can I find the Taliban? And then that base's infantry, which I was in, gets attacked 70% higher on accuracy. He's telling them exactly where they want to be and exactly how to defeat them.
Joe, anything else?
I don't know. It's just really frustrating because I've had several of my friends die overseas, and then he's claimed as a hero, even though he's the one that decided to desert his country and become, you know, literally it's called treason. I'm sorry. That's punishable by death. Not, you know, they can do imprisonment, but it's punishable by death. That is treason.
Then why weren't we informed of this before? Why were we allowed to be misled?
Because it's considered a cover-up. It's the easiest way to do it. Because he's still technically a POW until they can prove otherwise.
Well, what about the idea of due process? Do you think he's earned that?
Due process? He lost that when he decided to go over and be a terrorist.
Joe, thank you for your service, and thank you for your comments.
Yep.
And there you have it. Very honest, very forthright from Joe, that when you desert your post, you're done. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You contrast that with the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, who basically says, you know, we're being unfair.
Let's first focus on getting Sergeant Bergdahl well, getting his health back, getting him reunified with his family.
Let's go to Garrett in Sand Hollow at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Garrett.
Morning, Kevin. That last guy is way off base. This is, first off, those allegations that he's saying are just hearsay. I mean, I listened to the guy who they intercepted the radio communication or whatever. It didn't say anything about Bergdahl. So while I have some consternation in my stomach as well over this, everyone is absolutely jumping to conclusions. And these are the things that we get angry at the left about. We get angry at them about jumping to conclusions about one of our guys or something to that effect. And that's exactly what we're doing. And so it's really two separate issues. One, I'm glad he's home. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. It's good that he's home. And then there's this other issue of all these allegations that are getting thrown around by his former guys, and a lot of those cannot be substantiated right now either. So just to hear some comment by some guy that's sort of them, and I'm not trying to disparage that, but that is not damning evidence. And if there is evidence that is damning, then that will come out, and that's a separate issue. But we're confusing these issues, and he has not given up his right. This is the same thing as when Obama, he said that he can, with drones, kill anybody he wants, and he was killing Americans. I disagree with that. We're Americans. This is what is supposed to make us better than everybody else is our judicial system. And while, sometimes it is, abused, by those that we like to rag on as well, we can't do the same thing. We can't fall into that same trap. And why are we all of a sudden so upset about Obama breaking the law? He's been breaking the law for years. You know, and everybody's up in arms about it now because of a public outcry. And really, it's not a public outcry. The public is split on this pretty much right down the middle. So it's not a one-size-fits-all deal like it's trying to be painted as. It's frustrating to me, Kevin, just to say the least. So I say you're doing good to stick up for him. This is whether he's innocent or guilty is yet to be determined, and that's not for us to decide because we don't know anything except some running commentary on some late night talk show.
Garrett, thank you. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I go back to all the good people that have believed. And, the rush to judgment, going back to what Chuck Hagel said, why are we doing this? Let's hear one more time from the folks in Haley, if we could, Rehemiah, that the reason why they canceled this parade that everybody's talking about, and no one's really giving a specific reason why, they're just not questioning the officials in Haley.
Every year, Haley, Idaho has a Bring Bo Back event. Organizers had planned to rename it Bo Is Back and celebrate later this month. But now they've called it off in the interest of public safety, saying national media attention has led many to believe it's intended to be a military parade. A written statement says a significant increase in attendance was expected from people wanting to show support or protest.
We're only a town of 8,000. We won't have the capacity for the volume of people that may come to town.
And there you have it. Now, maybe Carole King canceled. Maybe Willie, Billy, and Philly canceled. And whether this is true or not, does anybody want to be a part of this? And again, I remember being right in Durham, North Carolina when this all went down. They had to cancel the lacrosse season because the media was just a feeding frenzy, which is what we see now. But it's not benefiting the process. It's just like Garrett said, we accuse the left of rushing to judgment. Are we doing the same thing? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
We're only a town of 8,000. We won't have the capacity for the volume of people that may come to town.
580-KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's go back to the phones and... we're joined by, a variety of people here. Let's see, Russell in Cuna via Texas. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, Kevin. Listen, travelers have St. Christopher. In Idaho, we've got St. Kevin.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I was listening earlier to the good things that you're doing there and for the women's shelter.
Well, the Women and Children's Shelter, yes. The Valley Women and Children's Shelter, yes. And the Lighthouse.
And the Lighthouse. And the interviews earlier were absolutely fantastic. And just makes me proud of what you're doing for those wonderful people.
Well, we've got a young lady coming up after the news that I think she'll be pretty good, although it'll be her first time on the radio, so it could go either way.
Well, listen, I remember the first time I was on the radio with you, I was scared to death. I think my heart was going 100 miles an hour. Something you got to get used to.
Russell, you're a giver. What do you say to people to encourage them to come out?
The gifts that we give to these women and children, I believe, can be our legacy. They're going to make a person feel better about themselves inside, and I believe that it's also part of the Lord's work. And I believe that it not only blesses the people who receive, but also the people who give.
Well, Russell, thank you.
And thank you, Kevin. Keep up the good work you're doing.
God bless.
God bless you, too.
Our friend Russell from CUNA here at 580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Phone number is here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO.
A bit unfair to Sergeant Bergdahl's family and to him to presume anything. We don't do that in the United States. We rely on facts.
And we have a email from, let's see, a few people here. This is Bill in Star. Kevin, shut up. Bergdahl needs to be disposed of. You're a nitwit. Well, thank you. All right, we go back to, and you wonder why I have issues. We go to Pro-Life here at 580KIDO. Good morning, Pro-Life.
Well, hello there. You know, I think that... our federal government, they're not going to prosecute Bo Bergdahl because in the trial, it would come out that are we in a just war, a constitutional war? Did 9/11 discourage Bo? Did all of these kind of things that our country does that are wrong cause him to do what he did? Now, I think he did the wrong thing. I think he should have just said, I'm going home. I'm not going to participate.
Yeah, that really doesn't work in the military.
No.
You go to the brig.
Right, but anyway,
we just want to, what, gloss over that fact?
Gloss over going to the brig?
Yes.
No, I think he should have...
gone to the brig.
Yeah, but of course they didn't catch him, and now they're not going to send him to the brig because...
The Taliban caught him.
Yeah, no, I think he's... I personally think that he's just about as... in as much danger right now as with the military debriefing people as he was with the Taliban. I don't trust those people at all. So,
well, who do you trust? You.
And the rescue mission, but and people that follow God. But I don't. Our government's no good, and so I don't know what to do. We're just going to have to rely on God and ourselves. And but anyway,
if God is for us, who can be against?
Yeah. And if he's against us, we're in big trouble.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
So anyway, that's my take on the whole thing. And I wish Haley would, I'm sure some of the business people up there and saying, hey, this city council is stupid. We can handle all these people if we can. We can feed them all.
No, it's not about feeding them. They're standing down because they're going to get pummeled. Nobody, rightly or wrongly, wants to be the town that celebrates a traitor. Simple fact.
No, he's not a traitor. The whole country's a traitor to the Constitution, and
I don't know if the whole country ran with the Taliban. Do you?
No, I'm not.
I didn't run with the Taliban. Did you run with the Taliban?
No, I don't run with the Taliban.
They come down here, I'll give them a kick in the shins.
But the thing is, we should have never been in those wars in the first place.
Yeah, we never should have done a lot of things. I can tell you, in my life, I never should have done a lot of things. I should have taken the blue pill, and not that blue pill. Thank you, Pro-Life. You're listening to 580KIDO.
Blue's mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Airstream Adventures Northwest, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here. We're joined by Leanne Goodner, Employment and Education Center Manager at the City Light Home for Women and Children. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us here at 580KIDO. So talk about the lives that you change and impact on a daily basis. What does it all mean to you?
Right now I work with the women and we build resumes. We do career classes. So I feel that really makes a difference and I'm going to get a job that day. Or they're just really excited to have a resume. Maybe they've never done one.
Right, and that is important when you're talking about having a resume. What do you say to people that are listening right now at 580KIDO and go, come on, don't have a resume? Everybody has a resume.
Well, it's not an easy task, but I have a really easy template. And
We take it for granted.
Yeah, we do take it for granted. You're right. I don't know.
Yeah, but, I mean, to allow folks to get those skills. How challenging is the job market for your folks?
It is very challenging because we work with a lot of felons, and there's not a lot of companies that hire felons. So it's really how they present themselves. And mock interviews are very important for them because sometimes presenting themselves well can make the difference in them getting a job.
And, of course, a job can make a difference between someone who's a productive member of society and someone who isn't. Can you tell us a little of your success stories of people that have made a difference, somebody who has had an impact on you and still does to this day?
Right now, we pay for individuals to get their GED if they really would like to have that. And I've been working with a young lady with a learning disability. And we have a wonderful volunteer that has been teaching us learning techniques. And yesterday she came to me and she goes, Leanne, I was able to move to the next step in math because I understood what I did. I remembered these lessons are working.
Well, again, most of us, when it comes to school and everything else, we kind of forget those things. It must be a challenge getting these folks rolling, later in life.
It is, definitely. I went to college way after I graduated high school, and I knew how difficult it was for me, so I can imagine the challenge that they have.
Does that help you with them?
Yes. Yes, it does, because I can relate to them.
And, again, you go back to where these donations go. What difference does it make in their lives to the people listening right now?
The donations can mean, depending on what we get, like our women who say they just move out, we want to be able to help them. So furniture, food, when they move out, they make us a list. And if we have those items, we give them to them.
What items would help?
Furniture, food, dishes, anything that would go into a normal household.
Sure. Anything else that you'd like to share with us? I know it's cold and you've been such a good sport out here in the cold. Anything else that you would like to share on why it's important to donate not only to the City Light but to the Valley Women and Children's Center?
Well, I think especially as we're getting Valley Women and Children's Shelter up and going, definitely that awareness that people understand what we're doing. And then I think that builds our donations when they understand. So I think they should come in for a visit and a tour so that way they know what they're donating to and who they're donating to.
All right. Anything else, Leanne?
No.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for freezing out here with us. All right. You're listening to 580-KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Getting back to this Bergdahl situation, my friend John Bradley, and John, if you ever want to, help us out, you can always, link your Boise Metro Gazette to something Kevin Miller says. I'm always looking for more distribution. John writes in, Kevin, why did he leave his post? That is a fact. For that reason, we cannot honor him. That would be rushing to judgment to make him a hero. We need to let both sides play out for all sides' sake. Okay. We're not letting both sides play out, are we? We're not hearing from both sides.
What this really did is return five very dangerous people to the fight against America. And I believe it was done as part of a political narrative that the president tried to further last week that the war in Afghanistan was over and that our last prisoner had been returned.
I'm sure we looked at a range of options, but again, as I will refer to General Dempsey's comment, that this was the best opportunity to get him home.
He didn't want to be found, and so we were chasing a ghost around eastern Afghanistan for at least 90 days immediately following his disappearance.
The ambushes, they just seemed a little more methodical, a little more planned out, like they knew what we were doing or they knew what we would do in that situation. So, yeah. In knowing that he went to seek out the Taliban, we were thinking about that.
It's not a victory for President Obama. It's a victory for our soldiers, their families, and our great country. No member of the armed forces should be left behind, and President Obama saw to that.
Men who I knew in Afghanistan who died looking for him, those are the heroes. Bergdahl, who walked away, who deserted his post, he is not a hero.
A bit unfair to Sergeant Bergdahl's family and to him to presume anything. We don't do that in the United States. We rely on facts.
Saying that he served with honor and distinction, honor and dignity, that's a slap in the face to everybody who honorably joined the Army, deployed, returned home, or deployed and died in combat. Saying that Bergdahl was honorable is the exact opposite. He's no hero. I mean, he's a deserter.
And in fairness, because that's what we're trying to accomplish here at 580KIDO, I sit here and I look at this and look at the people that served. look at the people that volunteered, that did not desert their post, that did not become friends with the Taliban, that did not walk away, that did not do any of this. And for the families that have been lost, people that won't be able to have kids or see their kids again. You know, it underlies the fact that Afghanistan was just... there's a reason why they call it the graveyard of empires. It's true. It is a graveyard of empires. It's where civilizations go to try and conquer, and they die. At 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. I mean, look, we take a look at this, and did it kick the VA scandal off the front page of the paper? Yes. Mission accomplished. And I love how we're saying we're not leaving people behind. Well, if that's the case, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure this out. What about Benghazi? What about the Benghazi folks that were left behind? What about the people in Iraq? You know, we start comparing these things. Is there an arbiter of truth here? And like I said, you go back to the people in Haley. People are blaming the city council. Look, I will say this, and it's funny because, and maybe because we're out here and I haven't been like everybody else and pimping myself to the national media on this case at 580KIDO. But in reality, nobody wants to have, and the truth hurts, nobody wants to celebrate someone who collaborated with the enemy. Whether that's true or not, that is the public perception. It's not about safety. It's not about security. It's not about Bill O'Reilly calling Bob Bergdahl a Muslim. It's not about Sean reading a story from the Washington Post. It's not about the faux outrage industry that we all live in. It's not about Marco Rubio making his things. No one wants to be known as the hometown of a deserter. And I will tell you, having visited Haley many times, having hung out, having urged you to pray for Bo Bergdahl, you know, people say it's open season on Bergdahl supporters. I always said, remember, I was the only one that had Kerry Patton on, who said, Kevin, keep your options open. There's more to the story. We're happy he's back. Now he must be held accountable. However, the rush to judgment is beneath us. Isn't it? We go to Jim in Star at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning.
Okay, Millie, I don't think it's going to rush to judgment. I mean, I would say you...
He hasn't been home a week, Jim.
Well, you of all people know more about the situation than probably anybody else in the state here. You've been following it since day one. But I think myself, I've got plenty of intel just off of things I've heard from you and other TV and radio shows and nationally syndicated. Of course, I don't
just because somebody that lives in some other city that's never been to Idaho reads the newspaper doesn't make them an expert.
No. Here's how I look at it. I look at all the.
You would agree with that. You would agree with that statement, wouldn't you, Jim?
Yep. But look at it this way. All the people that were surrounded or surrounded themselves with Bo and worked with Bo in the military, they all say the same story about him. They're all disgusted with him. They all say that he has disdain for the U.S. He doesn't like us. I think the nut obviously does not fall far from the tree with this clown. And I think... it's fair to say it's not going to end.
What do you mean the nut doesn't fall far from the tree? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, you know, the dad's a sympathizer, too. You can totally tell that. Here's what I was hoping was going to happen, Kevin. I was hoping that the family put together this elaborate plan to schmooze the people who had him captive and learn their language and their culture and do all those things as a means to get Bo home, and then as soon as he got home, they say, hey, you know what, that was all a ruse. We did that because we want our son home, we love our son, and we believe in our country. But when a guy goes to our White House that is funded by our tax dollars and our hard work and starts talking Islamic sub-language. This is ridiculous, and I don't think it's going to end pretty for that family. I think you're going to see massive fallout. I would even think violence would be coming their way.
Jim and Star, thank you very much. And yeah. thank you for listening to 580KIDO. Let's quickly go to traffic. Gene, hang on. We'll get to you. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Serving M.